A late birthday present! Whoopee! Just when you thought you'd got all your loot, more treasure arrives. Horrid Henry shook the small, thin package. It was light. Very light. Maybe it was... Oh, please let it be money! Of course it was money. Where else could it be? There was so much stuff he needed. A Mutant Max lunchbox, a Rapper Zapper blaster, and of course the new Terminator Gladiator game he kept seeing advertised on TV. Mum and Dad were so mean and horrible they wouldn't buy it for him. But he could buy whatever he liked with his own money. So there! Ha 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 ha! Wouldn't Ralph be green with envy when he swaggered into school with a Mutant Max lunchbox? And no way would he even let Peter touch his Rapper Zapper blaster. So, how much money had he been sent? Maybe enough for him to buy everything. Horrid Henry tore off the wrapping paper. Great Aunt Greta had done it again. Great Aunt Greta thought he was a girl. Great Aunt Greta had been told 10 billion times that his name was Henry, not Henrietta, and that he wasn't 4 years old. But every year, Peter would get £10, or a football, or a computer game, and he would get a walkie-talkie teasy-weezy burpee slurpee doll, or a princess pamper parlour, or baby poopy pants. And now, this. Horrid Henry picked up the birthday card. Maybe there was money inside. He opened it. Dear Henny, you must be such a big girl now, so I know you'd love a pair of big girl pants. I'll bet pink is your favourite colour. Love, Great Aunt Greta. Horrid Henry stared in horror at the frilly, pink, lacy knickers decorated with glittery hearts and bows. This was the worst present he had ever received. Worse than socks. Worse than handkerchiefs. Even worse than a book. Blech! Ick! Yuck! Horrid Henry chucked the hideous underpants in the bin where they belonged.